Four lead changes, I believe, in the last 9 minutes. You guys come up on top 40-36. What did you like about the way your team played?
It was a great football game. It was a physical back and forth game, with the players making big time plays. And William Mary is a really good football team. I'm grateful this is the last time we have to defend the Darius Wilson, Bronson Yoder, Malachi Emo, and Hollis Mathis show. Fortunately, we have the Matthew Downing, Chandler Brayboy, Rashawn Baker, Numa Diaké, Zymir Winston, Isaiah Furman, Elon offensive show. And I'm just so proud of our players, and our staff for the sustained effort and the belief in each other and to fight the way we did for 60 minutes. To win a football game like that, it takes a tremendous amount of effort, toughness, discipline, and execution. And our guys made some big time plays at critical moments in the game, and we were able to bookend each half with points, which was significant in that game. We opened the game with a fast start with back-to-back stops defensively and a touchdown drive, and then we finished with a well-executed 2-minute drive and Downing to Brayboy touchdown at the end of the half. And then you come out and you score points in the opening drive of the second half, followed by some consecutive stops defensively and back-to-back scoring drives. And the end of the game, I mean, we had just enough time to put together a drive that will be remembered. And Downing to Diaké on 4th and 17, and then again for the game winner with 5 seconds left was just awesome. And it wasn't just those two guys either, right? I mean, there were nine other guys out there playing their tail off and executing their 111th so that we could celebrate a huge win on the road.
I want to start with Matthew Downing because certainly had high expectations coming into the year, and the year didn't start for him the way I'm sure that he would have liked. But man, has he been good the last couple of weeks? And Saturday, 315 yards, four touchdowns to four different guys. You mentioned the key drive there at the end. Just talk about the season that he's had and his ability to bounce back.
Yeah, real proud of Matthew. I mean, he's a grown man. He is, he's experienced. He's played a lot of football. He's a relentless competitor, very resilient. So, proud to see him playing the way he is here, late in the season. He believes, in himself, believes in his teammates, able to make good decisions, distribute the football, and step up. No moment's too big for Matthew.
Yeah, first question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, Larry.
The Black Bears this weekend. Just thoughts on them and what you're gonna have to do to come out with a win. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Larry, Maine's a really good football team. Jordan has those guys playing hard, playing well. I mean, having knocked off two nationally ranked CAA teams, on the road at Albany and number five Villanova at home, 35-7. That certainly has our attention. Veteran quarterback, with one of the top receivers in the CAA with Montego Moss, along with two physical running backs, is a balanced offense. And defensively, when they've been able to create pressure on the quarterback and create turnovers, they're winning football games. And so I think it's two really good CAA football teams that are going to be fighting for wins here late in the season. So I think they're a program that's increased their wins here each year with Jordan. I think he's doing a great job with the program.
Next question, Tony, from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, I know you talk about complimentary football quite often, but how do you kind of explain the fact that your offense all of a sudden seems to be really clicking here the last few weeks when maybe your defense has had some different types of challenges that they've faced? Is that how does that happen?
It's, there's a lot of variables that go into it, Bob. Good question. The way I look at it is, It's not always who you play. Sometimes it's when you play them, okay? And the matchups offensively and defensively, and hey, who's healthy offensively and defensively? We've had to overcome a lot of injuries this season, and so you see some different faces out there for us on defense and on offense. And proud of the way our guys have stepped up in those moments, because each injury is an opportunity for the next guy. So, we've rolled some guys through, certainly defensively the last couple of weeks here, playing well enough to win football games, and offensively getting into a bit of a groove and a flow and some momentum and some confidence, and that's great to see. So, it doesn't always come together perfect, each week, and that has to do with personnel and with matchups.
You've had some exciting, tight victories over the last several years at times. How does this one rank on that scale?
Yeah, this one's up there, and a lot of them have been against the green and gold and against William and Mary, for sure. This is a great win for us. It was awesome just for our players and staff to have that moment in Williamsburg and celebrate with each other, because a lot of work's gone into it, and a lot of fight and some great performances by our guys on Saturday, so that we can enjoy that moment.
One other thing, if I can ask about Senior Day coming up this week, anything particular about this group of seniors, the outgoing guys that maybe is different or that is especially etched in your mind about those guys?
Yeah, for sure. And especially with, you look at the last 6 years, rarely do you have sixth and seventh year players on your football team, but with COVID and the redshirting, this is a group that, and this is, we've got a good amount of guys that came in with me, right? So my first year as a head coach, this being 6 years, real proud of the guys that came in and started their career here at Elon with me in my first year as a head coach, and stuck with us. And 6 years at Elon and multiple degrees for a lot of these guys, a lot for them to be proud of. Just the way we've been able to play and compete. And it's a great group of guys that are equipped with winning habits, and they're going to be highly successful in life after Elon and life after football. And I'm proud of the group, and we'll honor about 35 guys on Saturday. I'm excited to be back here at Rhodes Stadium and honoring those guys.
Some of those guys would still be available to come back next year. Is that right? Of the 35, or how does that work?
Yes, of the 35, there are some guys with additional years of eligibility. Yes.
Tony, you mentioned at the top. I mean, we could talk about it, all kinds of offensive guys, but Rushon Baker takes over after TJ's injury, and now has put it back to back 150 plus yard rushing games on the board. What have you seen from him over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm seeing him really getting going. He's, his confidence level, he's running hard, he's got good vision, he's able to, break some tackles, and proud of him, because he's battled some injuries, he's splitting time with TJ when TJ was healthy, and he's embracing this opportunity, and playing really well here the last couple of weeks.
Along, and we've talked a lot about Chandler this year, and Onuma obviously had the two huge catches on the last drive that you mentioned, but also Zamir Winston, a freshman, three catches, 101 yards, had a 45 yarder for the touchdown. Has to be good to see some younger guys here, as far as the future goes, having big games.
It is, Rob. Yeah, you hit on it. We're an equal opportunity offense. We're gonna distribute the ball around to the guys that are open and creating separation. And we've had some young guys really step up, and Zymir's certainly one of them with three catches and over 100 yards, and got us going with a big touchdown early and made some contested catches. As did some other freshmen. Isaiah Furman got his first start as a true freshman, made two nice contested catches, got a touchdown. Landon Bakey, who's a redshirt sophomore, had a real big catch on the final drive. And even Kenaz McMillian, another true freshman, came in, had a first down catch, So yeah, proud of those younger guys really stepping up. Kyle Perkins, our receiver coach, has done a great job with that group and developing them. And proud of the way those guys stepped up. And we knew we would have to make contested catches. William Mary played a lot of man to man, so we would need to win some battles out there. And we didn't expect to win them all. We knew we had to win enough, and we did.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.